Church, how's everybody doing this morning? Y'all doing good? You guys never answer me when I'm saying, y'all doing good. Y'all just say, woo! Well, listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church, and I'm so excited that you decided to spend your Sunday morning here with us, worshiping God and praising His name. I say it every Sunday morning. I'll continue to say it as long as God grants me the opportunity. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with you all, worshiping Him and praising His name. Thank you to our amazing worship team for what they do week in and week out and using their gifts. And specifically to Nate this morning, he disappears so quick. I don't know. He's right in the back, probably fixing something. But Nate, thank you so much for your words of wisdom during worship and your heart and sharing what surrender really looks like. And I want to kick off our time this morning talking about Transformed in our series. And today we're going to be talking specifically about the mindsets that can keep us trapped and stuck and really ensnared. And if we're going to really see victory in this area of our life, we really do need to surrender to God and open up our hands and let Him take it. Because we've tried to give it up before. And we're going to talk about what it looks like as Mon Valleyers. You may not be a Mon Valley person your whole life, but you're here now. Okay, and there's some things we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about it next week as well. But I just want to start off our time this morning just with prayer. Now, you could bow your head, you can close your eyes, and there's nothing powerful in and of itself when you do that. It's you removing the distractions around you. And yes, the person sitting next to you and behind you and in front of you can be a distraction. But you bowing your head and closing your eyes, it's just you trying to focus solely on God. Okay? So, you could open your hands, you could raise your hands to Him, but I just want us to really say, God, we're open in this place to receive whatever you're going to do this morning. Okay? We're open to giving up whatever you want us to give up and receiving whatever you want us to receive. So let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for the opportunity to be used by you this morning. God, may the words that come out of my mouth be yours and not mine. Lord, I thank you for the victory that we've already seen in our lives. But God, we're coming before you as sons and daughters right now, and asking and expecting for more. God, we lay our lives down before you, and whatever you call us to lay down this morning, may we be willing to lay down and let you take. God, whatever you want us to receive this morning, we are open to receive. God, help us to remove the distractions. Help us to remove whatever happened the week before and whatever we're trying to prepare for the week ahead. Lord, may we focus solely on you for the next 35 minutes. Lord, I pray with great expectation what you're going to do. In Jesus' glorious name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You know, as we embark upon this next part of our Transform series, we always look at something and we want something instant to happen. We want instant transformation. We want the right pill to take, or the right prayer to say, and then boom, it just happens. But it doesn't happen that way always. It can happen, but it doesn't always happen that way. You know, this battle that we're going to talk about today in your mind is a battle that you're constantly going to have to fight. And as a matter of fact, you get to fight it. It's a battle that you get to fight, and you're going to, in Jesus' name, become a warrior that is so powerful. And you're like, I'm not a warrior. I'm meek. Okay, you're meek and you're going to inherit the earth. The Bible tells us that. But I want you to be a warrior that is so prepared and so ready. Because once you develop and uncover and see what the mindsets are that you have, you're so much more prepared to fight them. When you truly know what the enemy is and who the enemy is and his schemes that he has against you and his tactics, it's really easy to fight them. So our question that we're going to ask today and the answer and the problem we're going to solve is, how does spiritual transformation truly happen? How does it happen? We already talked about it doesn't just happen like that most times. But how does it happen? If you feel stuck today, if there's a conflict within your spirit, if you're struggling in some way, if you have bitterness in your heart, or if you feel overwhelmed in any way, shape, or form, I want you to know that you are a candidate for transformation. You know, there's transplant lists for people that need organs. And they go through all these checklists to see if they're a candidate to receive one. If you checked any of the boxes that I just went through, and a lot of you should have checked the overwhelmed list, because I said any way, shape, or form, it's kind of like the catch-all, you become a candidate for transformation. Congratulations. It's three easy payments of $19.95 and then 10% the rest of your life plus over and above. That was funny. You're allowed to laugh in church. You're allowed to laugh at the 9 a.m. The 10:45 laughs way more than you guys. I'm just letting you know. Everyone's like, they're awake more. We have wonderful cold brew in the cafe that will wake you up. I guarantee you that. But listen, there are ways to get unstuck. But there's also mindsets that keep you there. Maybe I can't get unstuck. Maybe I can't change. Maybe this is just as good as it's ever going to get. Maybe this is just who I am. Maybe this is who God created me to be. Maybe I am just an Eeyore. This is just my tale. It'll do. It's okay, Pooh. Maybe I do have an Eeyore spirit. No. God created you to walk in joy all the days of your life and for it to be over and abundant. And you're like, I can't do that. He didn't call you to fake it. He called you to receive it. And if you haven't received that yet, I pray that you do. With all of my heart, I pray that you receive the joy of the Lord. And you may be thinking, I don't feel it. Listen, I've been there. Ask my wife. She's in the back. She can give you chapter and verse and time and date and she'll show the receipts. I am not the most joyful person all the time. But I know that I should be because of what I've received and what we've received. And I need to get into my mindset and remind myself of who he is and who we get to be because of him. So how do we do that? We have to get uncomfortable. And we all have uncomfortable areas of our life that we need to get comfortable talking about. So, what are these uns that we all may have? We may be uncertain. I tend to avoid it because I can't control it. It's a mindset. I may be someone that's uneasy. I don't feel confident or equipped to take it on. I may be somebody that's unbelieving. I've experienced failure and doubt that I can't change. I may be unwilling. I refuse to budge or change out of fear because it's who I am. We all have an un that we can put before something. But we all have to be willing to get uncomfortable. And be willing to experience the life-changing power that the cross gives us. All these uns create thoughts and imaginations and arguments in our minds. And our minds are so powerful. Our minds are so, so powerful. Now, transformation, it's a process of becoming more like Jesus. More like Jesus through relationships that transform us. Now, why do I say transform? Why do I say transform? Why are we using this word transformation? Because it's not just about you making some modifications to your behavior. It's not about you just, oh, I'm just going to become a better person. I'm going to become a good person. You are not a good person. None of us are. Jesus is. We need to become transformed, become more like Jesus and sanctified every single day. And get uncomfortable. Jesus didn't come to make us comfortable. He came to kill the old you. He died on the cross so that you, the old you, would die once and for all. And then every morning, you make sure that the old you is still dead. All of you are thinking like, did I kill the old me this morning? Is the old me still dead? I'm so proud. The old me is still dead. You know how I know? I was praying this morning in the huddle room and coffee spilled. My Yeti spilled behind me and landed right on my feet. And it was a big boom. And I just kept praying. The old me would not have done that. The old me's dead. You can laugh in church, everybody. This is okay. The old me's dead. I'm so happy. And my waterproof boots did their job. They're coffee proof too. Thank you, Jesus. So, we renew our minds and we reveal God's truth. So who you are today is the result of your thoughts from yesterday. Who you are today is a result of your thoughts from yesterday. Change your thinking and you'll change your life. Every change we want in our physical life, our spiritual life, our marriage, our family, our money, our vocation, all begins in our mind. And I will tell you that this is not as good as it gets. Tomorrow will be better. How can I sit here and tell you that? In July, it'll be 5 years that I've been battling bone infection after bone infection after bone infection. And I've been dealing with a mindset, a lie, that I have had to break. My son will be 6 years old, February 20th. I've never gotten to go into the water with him. I've never gotten to build a sandcastle with him. I've never gotten to go into the ocean with him. Never really fully like gotten to run with him without fear in my mind. And I was thinking, like, I never got to do that with him when he was 2 or when he was 3 or when he was 4. And that mindset wore me down. So I needed to break that mindset. So on Friday, I went sled riding because I was never going to be able to say that I would never got to go sled riding with my 5-year-old. I wasn't going to allow the enemy to win. So my waterproof boots work. And guess what? Today, I might go sled riding again. Okay? And this summer, I don't care if I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I'm going swimming. Y'all can come watch. It's a mindset. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We need to make sure that our thought processes are theologically correct. You're like, well, theological, what does that mean? Theo means God, the divine one, and logical means reasoning. We need to have God's reasoning in everything that we do and allow for our thought processes to be formed by Him and transformed by Him. If we want God's will, we need to be willing to accept God's reasoning. If we want God's will in our life, if we want to be able to walk in victory in every area of our life and allow for our minds to be transformed and our mindsets to be set on Him, we really need to be able to accept His reasoning. And so many times we're not willing to do so. Why is that? Because God's reasoning is different than the world's. God's reasoning is different than yours. God's reasoning is way different than a lot of things that we can even perceive or fathom. What's an easy one? How can you be joyful all the time? Because of who He is. Because this life isn't permanent. I know where I'm going. Some of you may not even know where you're going. Maybe thinking, you mean for lunch? No, for eternity. Renewing of our minds doesn't just mean changing them. You can change your mind. I want it to be renewed completely, refreshed, rejuvenated, restored. The Greek word for renewed, anakenosis, it's not going to come up on the screen, but completing a process which intensifies, it makes a fresh, a new, properly, newly developed. Thank God that my brain needed washed and He knew it. And thank God He used a washing machine that had an agitator. These new ones, man, they don't make them like they used to, you know? Am I using the Pittsburgh East thing too much and you guys don't even realize it anymore? I think I am. Listen, change happens when we stop conforming to what the world's plan is. Change happens when we stop worrying about what other people think about us. Change happens when we allow for God to transform us and what He says goes. So how does our mind get renewed? Listen, we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to understand how it happens, and we're going to give you ways to do it. First off, we have to reveal the mindset. We have to reveal it. What's the mindset that you struggle with? The thing that has kept you trapped, the thought process that has kept you where you're at, the thing that you keep running back to. You have to reveal it. You have to expose it. Tell other people. Tell your spouse. Tell your friends. Tell the men and women in your life. If you just keep it to yourself, the enemy loves that. Because guess where he has power? In the darkness. You bring it to the light, man, game changer. Because other people can come alongside you and say, hey, you're doing that thing you do. You're believing that lie that you believe. You're running back to that thing you always run back to. Then after you reveal it, you get to work on removing it. The mindset that's holding us captive, you get to become free from it. Then we fully replace it. That mindset gets replaced with the truth of the Word of God. What is a mindset? A mindset's a collection of thoughts and beliefs that shape your habits, that affect how you feel and what you do. And it all starts with the way you think. The way that we think determines the way that we feel and what we do and the way we act, the way we treat others. It creates our feelings. It creates our behavior. The battle of our mind is the battle that we have to win over and over and over and over again. Our attitudes and our behaviors are a reflection of our mind. You're all thinking right now, oh, I woke up early this morning to come to this. Yes, because God wants you to walk in victory. How can you be renewed and transformed? Start to have divine reasoning. 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, how many of you walked in here in the flesh this morning? Everybody needs to raise their hand because you all have flesh. You all have it. If you figure out how to get rid of it, write a book, do it. And then make sure you give a lot of the proceeds back to the kingdom of God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Everybody say, pulling down strongholds. No, like you're a warrior. Say, pulling down strongholds.
Pulling down strongholds.
There we go. Casting down arguments. Are we full of warriors in this place, or are we just, we're not fighting? Casting down arguments. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Listen, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It doesn't say some thoughts. It doesn't say the thoughts that you think you need to. It doesn't say just the thoughts that you want to. It says every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Why does it say every thought? Because God knows how powerful our minds are. In verse 5, casting down arguments and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that casts itself, exalts, puts itself higher than Him. When we cast down, when we pull down, when we demolish these things, when we lower them down with violence. I love this. Not just cast down, like, oh, I'm gonna, like, it's not like taking down curtains so light can come in. No, we're lowering things down with violence. These thoughts, these imaginations, these mindsets that have kept us stuck for years. You're not good enough. You'll never measure up. You'll never become who God truly wants you to be because of your past. These arguments, these imaginations, these speculations, human reasoning that keeps you stuck. Every high thing that is a barrier. These castles that we've built up in our minds that are bigger than God. Brick by brick by brick. This knowledge that we've created because of our experiences, either what's happened to us or what we've done. And we wonder why we're frustrated. because we think that everyone else is experiencing God, but he feels so far away from you. He feels far away from you because you've built these beautiful, extravagant castles in your mind to keep him away. These thoughts, these perceptions, to perceive. Instead of me being in captivity, I want us to take our thoughts captive and keep them aside and move them away. Where are we going to move them to? Anyone want to take a guess? To where they belong. Anybody know where they belong? Okay, we're going to take a pause here. When I preach, if I ask a question, sometimes I like audience participation. Anybody want to take a guess where these thoughts belong? Hell's a good answer. I like hell. That's good. But Jesus can take everything on. That's a hint. Where do they belong? The foot of the cross. But here's what we do. As Pittsburghers, we like to pick up our imaginations. I'm not good enough. You know what? I'm going to do the big one. The biggest one. Because this is mine. This is personally my suitcase. This is the I'm not good enough suitcase. Here we go. This is a good carry-on. This is the I'll never measure up suitcase. That's that mindset. Sorry, Jesus. Here we go. Here's the this is as good as it gets mindset. There we go. We'll throw a little I'll never be healed mindset. This is a good start. Whoever's suitcase that is, that's okay. The airport's done worse. Whose are these? They're mine now. These are really nice. Rockland. I'm going to Mississippi next week. Can I borrow those? Those are really nice. I like those. Is this one carry-on size? This one's really good. I'm going to borrow this one. This is good. I think, you know what? I want all this back. This is really good. This is good. No, I like to carry all my own stuff. This is it. I'll never measure up. Oh, it's hard being captive to all my thoughts and imaginations. But it's safe, you know, because it makes you feel comfortable to who you are. Starting to look good. This one's really tiny. A lot of Pittsburghers have the thought process and mindset that their mother-in-laws aren't good. But my mom's great. My mother-in-law's in the back. She always gets mad when I talk about mindsets and strongholds and I don't talk about her. I have the best mother-in-law in the world. She's amazing. She is not a mindset or a stronghold or a scheme in my life. I love you. But some people have a mother-in-law stronghold and cap. Then put this right there. There we go. And then when the enemy starts throwing things at you, this is what you do. You just sit back and you get comfortable. And you sit in your stuff. and you hang out, and you wait, and you allow for every single argument to keep you here, every single imagination to keep you here. I'm not good enough. Everybody else gets ahead. God cares for everybody else but me. Where is He? Why me? And we get comfortable here. But God doesn't want us to be here. God does not want us to be stuck. God doesn't want us to be behind a barrier that we've built. He wants us to remove it. He wants us to get free. He wants us to walk in victory and freedom. As a matter of fact, He wants us to do that so badly that Bridge City Church, we actually have a weekend entitled Victory and Freedom. Imagine that. Now, men, we really like our stuff because we're really good at carrying it all. We think. And we never want to go to these. But when we get there, we never want to leave. Because when the weight gets lifted, it's amazing. Ladies always want to go because they know. They know they need to get rid of their stuff. I'm telling you right now, these are going to fill up. They're going to. And I'm going to get calls as their room. And then we're going to create a waiting list. Just fill them up early. Get to the connection point. Get online and register. Why? Because it'll change your life. God will meet you and change your life. But there's two questions that will change your life right now, and it'll affect every decision you make moving forward. That'll help you to change your mind. What do you believe about God? And what do you believe about yourself? Is He who He says He is? And are you who He says you are? If you believe He is who He says He is, and you believe you are who He says you are because of His Son, game changer. Everything changes. You know, this past weekend, we had the Power Conference. Amazing weekend. Pastor Joe Warner and Pastor Terry Wong, and, you know, speaking about healing and strongholds. And the one thing that I got from the weekend was that as we grow in our relationship with God, everything grows. Hi, guys. I love you guys over there. You guys are important. God loves you. He has a wonderful plan for your life, okay? As you grow in your relationship with God, everything grows. Everything grows. Your expectation for Him as a father grows. Your expectation for Him as a provider grows. Your expectation for Him as a healer grows. Your expectation for God in every area grows. And it's so true for children as well. So it should be true for us as spiritual children. Like I said, Lennon's going to be 6 in February. And his expectation for Rachel and I as parents has grown exponentially from when he was a child, a baby. Everything grows. Not just him physically, but emotionally, spiritually, financially. He has gotten exponentially more expensive than when he was a baby. Because now he can ask for things. Am I right? All the parents, you're laughing? Because it's true. And I'm prepared for him to get exponentially more expensive as he gets older. Rob and Sue, right? You're preparing me for that. God wants to reveal, remove, and replace by the renewing of your mind. Ephesians 4, 17 through 18. Now this I say to you, to testify in the Lord, that you must no longer talk as the Gentiles do. In futility of their minds, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of their heart. The Gentiles, they were darkened. Their understanding, their reasoning, they're alienated. They didn't participate. They were estranged. There was a hardness in their mind, their heart. But they needed to understand it. They needed to reveal some things. And it was revealed to them, all of those things. Verse 22, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. We need to truly put off all of these old mindsets, all of these things that we used to think about ourselves. Used to think. And when they pop back into your head, agree with them. You're never going to be good enough. I know I'm not, but my God is. You'll never measure up. You could never be more right, but I'm so glad that I don't do the measuring. He does, and he already paid the price, and my worth has been set. You're never going to amount to anything. Whew! I'm glad you said it. Because I don't care what this world says about my worth, because I know where I'm going, and I'm a king's kid. When you start to flip the script and you become a professional flipper, I'm talking like a dolphin. Anybody old enough to remember, like I'm talking about the, like you remember the show Flipper? Yeah, I'm talking that. What we do with our old mindsets dictates our future. You need help. You need people around you that are going to help you and tell you the truth. You hear that, everybody over there? You need help. You need help. You can't just throw off the old you without some help. You can clean the basement by yourself, but it's a lot more fun if others help you. I clean my basement out by myself. I'm talking physically, but I'm not doing the floors by myself. Somebody's going to come help me. You hear that, connection group? And I got a new apprentice this semester. He's going to be learning like Daniel's son in Karate Kid. Listen, this applies to every area of your life. Money, your vocation, your marriage, your sex life within your marriage. Everybody's like, oh, really? Yes, there's mindsets that are attached to that. Your physical health, your weight, your spiritual life. There's deceit and deception attached to all of them. When you're deceived, you can't see. But when others come alongside you and help you. You know, I have pictures of who I used to be. Played football and other sports my whole entire life. And after that was over, a lot of things changed. Okay? And I got bigger. Because I wasn't doing two-a-days every day. And somebody challenged me after I met Christ. They took me to an all-you-could-eat buffet and challenged me and told me that my body was a living temple for the Lord. And God didn't want to live there. As I'm eating bacon. And he challenged me and challenged me that I couldn't do it. And I love a challenge. And this was 14 years ago. And I lost over 100 pounds in 4.5 months. Okay, I never forget this guy. And it wasn't because of the weight. It was because he showed me that it was more spiritual than it was physical. It was way more spiritual than it was physical. Because I didn't lose the weight because it was anything to do with anything other than I wanted to honor God. Satan's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's an accuser. He's a schemer against your life. And his tactics don't change. Same old thing. Satan's number one weapon against you always will be lies. So how do we replace these things? Verse 23 and 24. And to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We replace them with righteousness and holiness. We're renewed and sanctified with new reasoning. Our minds are to think differently. It's like putting on completely new clothes. Listen, every mindset, gone. Every single thought taken captive. Every single thing that God's spoken about you, just thought of differently. It's still going to be in there. You just got to think a little bit different and start to put new things in there. I'm a new creation. I know who I am. I know what God says about me. I know that the old me is gone and the new is here. I know this not only because of what the Bible says, but because I have brothers around me that remind me about what the Bible says. Lincoln Smith, can you come here, man? George, can you come here? Toth, Jace, Chris. Ken, come here. Everybody grab a suitcase. Come on, Sammy. Come on, Patrick. Pumbaa. I'll use the handle too, that's smart. one more. Come on, Kevo. If you guys help me take my stuff to the cross again. Okay. Never had a moment where you physically taken your stuff before Jesus and fully received who he is, laid all it down. I want today to be your day. I want today to be the day that you fully receive who he is and allow for the transformation of your mind, your body, your soul, your heart to begin. You may think, oh, I did that when I was a kid. Be sure. Know that you know that you know. Make a cognizant decision as an adult. You may think, I don't know what these people are going to think of me. I've been coming here for months. It's not about everyone else. It's about you and Jesus. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm worried about what they may think. It's not about them. It's about you and Jesus and heaven rejoicing because you stepped up and responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news. What's the good news? That he died on the cross so that you could receive life. So that the old you can be dead and the new you is born. New life, a new creation. So if I'm speaking to you this morning, I want you to do the bravest thing you've ever done and slip your hand up to heaven and say, God, that's me. I need renewed this morning. Anyone at all? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for those three hands. I thank you for what you did on the cross for us. I thank you for who you are and who we get to be. Lord, I thank you for the process. I thank you that we all get to be a part of it together. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.